This morning I'm turning to the book of Hebrews chapter 11. I read to you verse 31. By faith, the harlot will have perished, not to them that believe not, when they receive the spies of peace. And then, okay, our subject this morning is Rahab's faith. Rahab's faith. The share Rahab in JDMO, as any of you know, Rahab in JDMO. So, from, I mean, as we go on, we'll go to the Joshua's account and the book of Joshua and look at parts of the account concerning her faith. But we are thinking about Rahab's faith. So, you have also known, if you have ever called, Joshua book no nyahwe the same way kafa do ye ho a the see ka the no more. So we are thinking about Rahab and her faith. And look at how she is described. Rahab the harlot. So Rahab was once a prostitute in Jericho, but the Lord saved him from a life of sin, and she became part of God's people. How we read of her account in Joshua, yes, it was kind of a temporal deliverance from the destruction, but you know, the Lord became part of God's people. It shows us that she was not only delivered from that destruction of Jericho, but she really believed in the Lord. Forgiveness of sin, she felt, she knew, she came to trust in the Lord, who is holy and just, who only can be friends of those whom he has forgiven their sins. Rahab, now you be or Jericho, and so you should have a they can call for. And in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 1, we read that she became part of the ancestry of Jesus Christ. Matthew 1, verse 5. Matthew, chapter 1, verse 5. She's a trophy of God's grace. As a harlot, then she was saved, and then she became part of that ancestry of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And it tells us also that the father love of God knows no bounds. And how John chapter 2, verse 16, it's a reminder of the love of God to us. And it says that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So the account of John chapter 2, verse 16, or say, the writing though we are seeing it, so then it's over a man. And so, wow, but where they know why he ran away. So we see that the love of God is to all, whoever will believe will be saved. We find it in the life of Rahab, who came to believe, and she was saved. The Bible said, Rahab also, who never done no idea, and now, when it's all the change, the boy of God, Rahab also, and young Paddy and Lord, and the Reverend Shay, so that there is no sinner who is beyond salvation. The boy in the beginning of the war, and Paddy and Lord, as all of you, and fastening for near Obia, I am Yanko for a two beer, say, looking up by the channel for if only you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, because he has died on the cross for sinners. this Christus, or by the name of the and the good tire called Calvary Co. So that whoever comes to him, cries to him, is willing to save and bring him out of a life of sin to a life of God's children, a life of light, a life of holiness, a life of righteousness, a life which you come to realize the meaning of life. So we are told of Rahab, by faith the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believe not, for she had received the spies in peace. So by believing in the Lord, Rahab was saved. And as I said before, not only from the destruction of Jericho, because the account you read in Joshua chapter 1 to verse 6, chapter 6, we find the account where the immigration and then the people of Israel were coming to the Canaan land, the people of Jericho were trying to resist, and then God made them to march around the city, and then he brought them down and destroyed all who resisted, who never like Rahab submitted their life to him, or rather opposed him. So we find out that not only was he delivered from this destruction, but from condemnation of sin. As I said, that she was brought to be part of God's people, and she was, her life is seen as a life of faith, by faith. See here, Harlot Rahab became a person of faith. Rahab, As one thing that always identifies God's people at all times is their faith in Him. Faith in Him. See, of Abraham, when God called Abraham, he left and followed where the Lord was leading him. When God called Noah, he left and then did what God wanted him to do. You see? So you see, this is faith. Faith that leads you to act according to God's instruction. So you see that. It's not, I'll come to that when I speak more about a little bit of faith. So we see that Rahab was had faith in the Lord, and that the Lord also blessed her to save her. So you see Rahab, when you're genuine, So before we look a little further on Rahab's faith, let's think more a little about faith itself. What is faith? How is it? Nowadays people describe many things about faith. But what is faith as it is taught in the Holy Scriptures? The first thing is that the foundation of faith is only what God has said. The foundation, the basis of faith is what God has said. JD, the Bible has a JDR. JD, the popular media and hope for our campus. If God has not said, it's not faith. Whatever you put your faith in, it's not faith. And for us, you know, the Bible is complete. The Word of God that He wants to give us is complete. So, the foundation of our faith is the written word of God, the Holy Scriptures, as we have it here, the truth of the Bible. That is what the truth in it, which God has brought to us, that we anything that He has taught us in it to believe is something that we can rest our hope in. See? And that's the all-inspired word of God. of which believers face must be built upon. And no Bible you penny and book on in some or dear giant or dear mind we have to say. So person would give you dear and also saw Jimmy dear. The crime woman was coming and the rest of would the rest be more and yet the American I wanna say my try. Because you know now there's many people are talking about faith and there are so many super prophets and they are saying so many things. One day they say one thing and when they predict and it comes, oh yeah, they are doing well, the next day they lie and no, that is not God will not let us trust in human opinions. God has given us his word. So we have said if we will only believe what is written for us. And if we believe anything which somebody says the prophet has said, and it's not what the Bible says, it cannot be faith. How can you be sure that God will come for you and you follow what is said? We can only be sure because if it is written in his word. Somebody will be in China, somebody will be in Ghana, in India, wherever, if he believes or she believes this, the same thing will happen. Okay, by the same so-called prophet, they will say one thing, another prophet will say one thing, the other prophet will say one thing, there. What God wants us to hear? God wants us to hear what he has given us. Anyway, moreover, merely also having an intellectual knowledge of the truth in the scripture is not faith. I think I've also heard what J.D. Hunin said. Say, well, Bible Master, me, that is Timo, you need to say, oh, who be signing here, no, here, here, no. I don't need J.D. You to me, that the Bible, you to recite the Bible, you to me, to memorize it, but I don't need J.D. That is very good and important to be able to help you, but that is not fit. Say, you be who Bible, not, you to me, a code to, that they are being, no, but I don't need J.D. Have just intellectual knowledge of the Bible is not fit. But faith comes in when we make those truths, which is in the Bible, the controller of our course of life. So, J.D. Novum, Copy and Brass says, I'm your man, I use your Bible, and on that day, Abraham. That is life of faith. So, when we are told that Rahab by faith, it tells you Rahab did something with God, she believed about God or God had done, and she was helped from that. She was different. And surely God also came to her help. If Rahab acting was not according to what God has done and what he has said about God, which was true, how would she be sure of her salvation? You see? So faith, the Rahab, a kind say, oh, and I'm just saying, Rahab, saying, someone is very rad, and why in a crowd, did he? And then the answer, okay, be of Kaya, well, in a few of you are. Aka, I sure so good to me, and yet, you better. So you see the difference. People nowadays rent their hopes in many things, and they say the word of God. How are they sure? And when they are disappointed, and sometimes you make them to think that, well, the God of the Bible is not true. No! If you believe what the Bible says, you will never be disappointed. So you say, when we make those truths, which we learn the controlling factor of our life. This shows that we have confidence in God's faithfulness. And this is what it means to have faith. In Psalm 119, verse 114, God says, thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in thy way. Also, when you become copy, and you make a bamboo, if you don't make me, JD to Ashel Unsen. You see, you can be sure of God's protection and his care if you do not trust in him. If your life is not according to what he has purposed for us, being declared to us in his word, you can't have God's protection. You'll be hopeless in this world. And if it happens, then what are the answers? You see? So a life of faith is the only life which really is a safe life. Also, to have faith is not self-confidence or can-do attitude. You know, in this world, people have, if they say, I can do something, they say, I have faith in this, you see. That's not faith. You don't just, how can you be safe and secure if there's trouble in what you think you can do, you see. Faith is not self-confidence. It's not self-confidence. You only have faith when you trust in what God has said. Act accordingly. J. Well, someone is going to write exams, so I believe I can pass. Yes, that's confidence, but that's not faith. Oh, I believe I can pass, so God will help me. No, that's not faith. You see? Or maybe somebody is a business person. Well, I want to invest in so and so. I believe I can invest and prosper. And I trust and put my investment. No, that's not faith. No, we are free to do whatever we want. But to have faith is what God has said, you see. So that is a different matter. For instance, the Lord Jesus Christ says in John chapter 2, verse 36, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not, the Son shall not see life, but have the wrath of God abiding on him. This verse of the Savior demands faith. Yes, we do not say more, because of nothing. I said, near what you bad, you know, Obinya, down, but near what you bad, when you know. This is what we have to express faith in. Concerning us, this word demands faith from every sinner if a sinner will escape from God's wrath and a day of judgment. Unless you believe this, unless you take this as word, I mean, something that is true, that it is what God has said, and it's the only thing that will deliver me from the day of wrath, you cannot escape. God will have to bring his wrath upon you. You see, so this is what we are talking about. Faith is what God has said, and whatever God has said demands our faith. Demands that we put confidence in, and we are persuaded that it's true, and we live our life by it. You see? Hope of salvation must rest in the words of the Savior Lord. So many of us are born in the name of the Lord, not born in the name of the Lord. Also, we did not have Jesus Christ as a person. He is only the Savior of the world. He is the only mediator. He has come to die for our sin. He is the God whose life he has given for us, so that through him we may have life. So if we don't believe in what he has said, we will never have life. We can never be saved. No good works, no church attendance, no tithing, no fasting, no prayers can save you from sin. Sir, obey you, my papa, obey my story, so obey to do you, obey your mercy, come to you, so obey my you, and to me, dear. Unless you place your trust in what Christ has said, unless you place your trust in what the Lord has said, concerning our salvation. You see, concerning salvation, that if you come to Christ, he will save you. So, this is how faith in the Bible means. You see, so we don't just say something, I believe I can do, and that's not faith. Well, that's self-confidence, and sometimes we believe you can do, and then you are disappointed. Sometimes it works. So, faith is entirely on the truth. The truth of God can never fail. JDA. Our Bible training is Yahoo impressive. Yahoo no prepared an engineer day. And the example. Anything can disappoint us, but to trust in the Lord and to have him as my God is safety. That's what the psalmist says in Psalm 119, verse 14. Thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in thy word. So you see, Yahoo was so young then, the Jamphobia, and in the bamboo, every story then, or the narration of so. That is faith. So that's a life of faith. I wanted to say more, but let me move on to my main thing about rehab. So how do we see real faith in God? I've tried to express to us faith and how it has to be expressed in God. How do we see her faith in the account? So I'll turn to the Joshua, the book of Joshua, as we read, and we'll see what was said about what she did, and that shows that she has faith in God. Joshua chapter 2, I read you verse 8 to 11. This was after, Joshua sent spies to Jericho to spy the land. So after she has received these spies to her house and have hidden them, and those who came to set them were gone, and then she went to these people to say this. And let's see what she said from verse 8 to 11. And before they were laid down, She came up unto them upon the roof, and she said unto the men, I know that the Lord has given you the land, and that your terror is fallen upon us, and that all the inhabitants of the land faint because of you. For we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when you came out of Egypt, and what you did unto the two kings of the Amorites that were on the other side of Jordan, Sihon and Og, whom he utterly destroyed. And as soon as we had heard these things, our heart did melt, neither did there remain any more courage in any man, because of you. For the Lord your God, He is God in heaven above, and in earth beneath. Okay. Yet, Rehoboam, he said, what Rehab is saying, it was a news that everyone in Jericho have heard. Yet Rehab woke and a young Samoa, I just said, Jericho, for you are a will be a humble. But you see, Rehab, the first we see that she believed in the news of this impending judgment to the land of Canaan. She said, God has given the land, not only Jericho, but all the land is given to you. So she believed this, that God is coming to judge this land, and God is going to destroy the land. She didn't joke with this news. See, he didn't joke with this Egyptian's punishment, the punishment God brought on Og and these kings of Amorites. Many merely trembled, but she was convinced of it. That's the difference. You see, many trembled, but she was convinced. You see, that's the difference. The Bible brings up a point, and no one can tell me the man who can or just do. See, sometimes we have so many examples in the Bible to really hear the word of God. It's about me. It's not enough. So, by the time we answer, my answer is final. And far of one who lived here, how best I can be. I'm just to. I don't want my boy for some of our rent should be more on Woody Bonifacet. I think we're on. And well, we tell us no more. I'm saying, young folk. I'm saying, there's one for. And I'm fed and you're okay. You have to move on beyond that. You see? Also, we did too. Now, two more than one said, yeah, or so. I brought one born and said, right, yeah, you know, so two more than one that we want to do with you. You know, Apostle Paul also, when he preached to Felix, a Roman governor, when Apostle Paul was accused by the Jews that he was causing trouble because he was a preacher of the gospel. And he came before Felix and he preached to Felix about salvation in Christ. And we are told that he reasoned with him with judgment and righteousness and temperance and the judgment to come. You see what the gospel is about. Apostle Paul didn't need the chance at all. The judgment to come. And then Bray, before Bray, cancer, but I tell you now that, you know, one day, I don't cancer, but Paul didn't waste time at all. Now, about this, you don't be here, oh, there's a judgment coming, people should repent. No, all about this world and what God will bless us in this world. No, I was home before Felix. Look at, I read to you Acts chapter 24, verse 25. And as the reason of righteousness, temperance, and judgment to come, Felix trembled. And answered, go thy way for this time, when I have a convenient season, I'll come for thee. Felix trembled by hearing, there's a judgment to come. You see, I want to do it here nowadays. And sorry, I also didn't teach them, but they announced it. We'll be already announced it. People warned about the judgment to come. I look at Rahab. Rahab was warned about the judgment to come. Felix, unlike Rahab, didn't bother. Felix was like almost the people in Jericho. She only trembled and said, well, for a convenient time. Well, she might have said, well, life must go on. I'm sure Felix never repented of belief. He died in his sin. How can he stand on the day of judgment? Felix, a person who could deny and who went in as a Buddha. How can he stand? Who will help him? Who will secure his release? No one. For he rejected, he ignored to repent of sin and trust the Lord Jesus Christ. Apostle Paul just told him. Salvation in Christ, he reasoned with him. They need to repent. They need to become someone who fear God, someone who has yielded your life to God, who have made God your master, trusting his forgiveness alone. To forgive yourself. No, we say no. Oh, let's wait for a poor convenience season. Well, the people in Jericho may have thought, well, maybe there's time. Yeah, the Israelites are not yet closer. So let's live our lives. You see? Are you like Felix or the Pope Jericho? We are Felix and I Jericho for you. Or you are like Rahab. See? Which are you? Which one are you? If you're not like Rahab, then will you want to die in your sin? She said, I want to say Rahab, but I hope you are with me. I raise you. She said, I request a money. I mean, I should pay me by yourself. And she may not go for me. You hear that, you know. So I want to say, Lord. And now to the Felix, make a friend say, Jericho, for no, I'm going to put it. Now, my nephew. Well, Rahab, when Rahab was convinced that the destruction was real, what did she do? What did she do? This will be my next one. Tell my Rahab, but see, who said, Israel, when you're meeting with you, Nathan, you know, or in a crowd for, or what you have to say, and then, so this one will bring me to my second point. He sought a way to escape. Or shall pay over to me a uniform outside. Rahab didn't say, well, we can't do anything. Let's, what is coming? No! She sought a way of escape. See, so see how her faith, a life of faith is. So, faith is not merely hearing what God has done, and that's what's in your head. No, she sought a way of escape. This God will come and destroy this place, and I must find a way of escape from this judgment. See, or if you or did you see, I put this house, say, the bastard, you see. No, so also, if you share, why are you making me? You see, so Rahab sought a way of escape, and I read you verse 12 to 13, describing who showed that she was urgent and she was very endless on that. Verse 12, now therefore, I pray you, swear unto me by the Lord. Since I have showed you kindness, that you will also show me kindness into my father's house and give me a true token, and that you will save alive my father, my mother, and my brethren, and my sisters, and all that they have, and deliver our life from death. She sought a way of escape. How can I? And that when she saw the spies, she saw, well, through these people, I might be able to reach out to this God who's come to destroy this place. Rahab said, what's that? In some of who you are, for a year, I'm about him. So, I'm going to go and I'm almost so much in the friend is saying, okay, go. So, Rahab was willing to pursue this. And I'm sure before the destruction, morning and evening, this was her thought. Every day, I've been here, when I did that, and so, yes, life was going on, but she had this, you know, hanging on her mind. How can I be free from this destruction? Rahab, and the grinning, or when I brought what to say, I'm going to grab what Jericho after, so she am. But I'm sure some of family at this, you know, they only have to miss them, and to me, it's in what is that, how I ever is. You know, if you look at verse 2, the king, when he heard that there was going to be destruction, he sent this military man to Rahab, and well, bring them. And afterwards, you see, if you read the whole account, the people of Jericho were prepared to fight against the people of Israel. So, you see, the people were not willing to lose their city. Well, they were fearful. You know, some fears are dangerous. Out of fear, people may act against proper way of escape. And that's what they were doing. You are afraid, but you want to go and fight against this God. That is the heart of man. Sin will not, and the love of sin, and a kind of distrust in God, because you don't know him, will let you try to discredit whatever he says about life, about your sin, about judgment to come, and live your life, and he's trying to put up excuses for not trusting in him. Sometimes, After he preached the gospel to them on the street, and their need of repentance and rebellion of sin and against God, then they ask doubtful question about God. Is God even this or that and that? So now I am free. Just yesterday we met a young man on our station, and when the brother called him, immediately said, I'm a traditionalist. And my brother said, you come. So he came to us, and then I said, okay, we understand the tradition. Then we asked him, do you know that there's judgment coming, that one day God will bring us to judge? It doesn't matter who you are. I said, well. Like, we went for that to ask him that, but does he know that we are not in this world by our own? Say yes. God has created us. Say yes. Okay, then I said, well, if God created us, I think that all our sin and everything we have done, it's just like it will run away. I mean, he knows that this world, when we post him, they are punished. He said, oh, yeah, that's the best world. That's what he said. And the whole thing was, and then he began to tell us of his story. He said, well, I used to go to church. I used to trust in God. But his trust was not in trust. Because one time, our Robert attacked him, and then he lost everything. God did not help him. And he went to his village. His father took him to the ashram, and they helped whatever. So now he's a traditionalist. He said, no. That trusting in God hasn't been trouble to not come to your life. That is what is making people think that the gospel is not true. The prosperity gospel. People think, well, when I come to God, everything should be okay. So, well, I go to church and pay tithe and do everything. But when troubles come and I'm not as well, I'm in the trouble that God has not helped me. No. May see the Abraham and all come out. Or say, your friend was all over here, Muslim swimming. I went for that to ask him that, does he know that idolatry is against God? Say yes. For Satan's worship, say yes. I said, then that's not against God. Well, he was not good to. I said, but then Onosha said a kind of story, say, maybe I'm Robert attacking. No, I'm sorry, pa. And so we know people should be here. Now, young boy, young people, young boy, to call the grand and papa, and call almost some sooner. You know, my idea in your letter, and that kind of idea, this year or some Muslim. No, so. Say, bring a man, and I mean, on promise, yes, every day, say, how would you end? No, because there's a way, yes, our prosperity in church, yes, oh, but you soon say, I'm about to talk, and I'm from. How would you say, about you soon say, how would you be asking? So you see. So, he thinks that when he has God, no trouble. So, since he has troubles, he can't trust in God. So, he has an excuse. He said that he's an excuse. So, well, I tried to convince him that we should think of his sin. Whether he's a traditionalist, somebody is a fornicator, somebody is a drunk, whatever is a proud person, in the sins of our heart, the lust, and everything. If we don't repent and trust in Christ, we will all face that. I told him. So, we should go and think about it. Because he said, uncle, and the first one was using the empire. So people in Jamaica, we know on sound, we can throw, we have our slow, we go up on one, we have one else here, sacrifice. And this one, also a sacrifice, an apostle to one. We left him. So you see, people have an excuse that they will not come to God for something happened, you see. Some also feel that, well, they have more life to enjoy. Most of the time, they use. Oh, we have more life to. If you move super old, yes, so you mean, you want a maybe grace, a bit of the engineer character, engineer character. The youth have this deception. And then some also say, well, some will think that, well, There are so many things to achieve in the world. If I give myself to God, I'll be restricted. You will know if you are some DC minister, will tell you something, some tell you something to me, and the moment we're right there, I behave my dreams. Into me, you may do. So, I put it behind. So then they close their mind to give the gospel. Oh, friends, what life have you got to live? Abraham, another one, I mean, Ibrahim, I would be better to chat. How long do you have to live to really gamble part of it for this world? Rahab realized it was a few days, a few hours, Jericho will be destroyed. You and I, a few days, it's not hours. We can go out of this world soon. We may die. The day of judgment is there and we may die. Our life can be taken from us. And what will you do? What about you? Say, and then I'll be here. When it has sworn, and also I saw Abraham Bomu. And each of us will let you. And then I'll be here. So you say, what about you? Have you responded to God's warning of judgment to come? Also, what to me, I can share, sir, over to me, is that Timbuna, Yamwaka said about us, is nice. In Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27, and as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. He has shared to us, said, because the people who, and the people we are acting good. Do you think of that? Or think that, well, you are like people in Jericho? Well, we can hold on and, well, I don't know. What about you? Once where, are you thinking of a judgment to come that one day you stand before God? Are you prepared to meet God? You see? How do you escape the day of judgment? Friend, has this led you to find refuge in the Lord Jesus Christ? Sir, and someone who can kind of pray for them, why do you have to run to him? Because he died to set us free from this judgment. Then he also done for his Christ. So we saw that the boy of Obama will come with his same way. The same verse, the Hebrews chapter 9, the verse 28 says, because it is connected. Let me read it together. And after appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment, so Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin and salvation. So you see, judgment, because there is judgment, Christ has died. Send the attendant warning to Christ's role. You see the balance, justice and mercy. Which one? Do you want to go and meet justice? Or do you want to meet mercy now? So, we have to say, I hope all name will be shown. And then, the temple, and I said, we have to go home and route to the temple. See, so there's always that. But we find that Rahab sought refuge in the God of Israel. Rahab, for granted for Torah in Israel, and hope on. When she realized that the whole city was doomed to be destroyed. And more of whom said, Jericho, and the Kenyan, and the Vesel, and the Vesel, and the Vesel, and the Vesel, and Israel, you see, friend, this world is bound to doom. We have saw one day we will live, maybe before this world is destroyed, you and I will be living. We will depart from this life. I'm sure we have friends who have gone, siblings and relatives who have gone on. Are we better than them? No. Because the Rebecca said, you know, my answer down for and I said, you know, before almost we will be asking who for. You know, me and your papa and see him. We all may have died like that. That's like a woman who is that. This sounds like a mere, I can be in TV as this year. I had then a mega papa who had been. The bonnie am I, then I'm the queer idea. What am I taking before God concerning my sin? What coverage? Do I have a shield? Do you have a shield? You see? And then Kata Swam, now Kata, wait and Kata one of them. Rehab, who said, if a surgery for Israel, Kenya has me, or Ghana for Tia, or don't for Shell last year, or the rebel Shell, more Jerry. So, what about you? The Lord Jesus Christ is the only refuge for sinners. We can run away from God's wrath only when we are in Him. So, if it's me, Ghana, if Yahoo, who is Shuasi, Sierra Shell, more. So, I did, and for the one year, Chinese, and for we are safe. So that Hebrews chapter 7, verse 9, 27 and 28, that's what it tells us. 27 and 28, because it is appointed for us to die in judgment, so Christ has also forgiven. What a blessing. You see, the love of God knows no bounds. He knows that we cannot save ourselves. But Yahoo pointing straight into him here, Homer. If God, or tell the lady, say, Imran, I tell you what, you know, or money back, the way to Sabbath, or my dear, said the revelation in Homer. Friends, don't let matters of this life deprive you of your soul salvation if you are not come to Lord Jesus Christ. Somebody is to tell me, maybe we are seeing one bravo, and when it is any moon, your man, and so, and soon, will come back your man. Eternity is not far from any one of us here. That's Noah. And if you don't know that Noah, either so before saying you and I said before, and it's a moon. You see, eternity is not far from any one of us, whether for the eternal suffering or eternal happiness, it's not far from any one of us here. But where will you spend that eternity? Sad that you ask me about Noah, and that's of course saying one as in the moon. I hate for now, but where will you spend that eternity? We find Rahab, when she was saved there from Israel, she went to live with Israel forever. She was joined to Israelites, she was never separated from them. The local Israel form, or the current Israel form as a Bushina, when Israel form, the one point Jericho Kyo, Jericho Kyo, and the Bushina form, she became part of God's people. The same way, God says that yes, we have relatives in this world, but we have the higher relatives. God has brought us to Himself, and He has given us to a family that will live forever. We can trace our family like that also, according to the flesh, before God. But if we come to be with Christ, that family line lives forever and lives for a better world to come. And we find that Rahab moved further to sort the confirmation of God's deliverance by a sign that she will not be destroyed with the unbelievers of Jericho. We read this in verse 12. You see how she was so keen to make sure that she will be free from that destruction. Yehu said, Rahab, one father said, well, my dear young boy, professor, he shared his sentence. He said, oh, young boy, you're better. Verse 2, chapter 2, verse 12, verse 8. Now, therefore, I pray you, swear unto me by the Lord, since I have showed you kindness, that you will also show kindness unto my father's house and give me the truth of it. You know, when she asked for this, they told her that she got out of the city by the window with a cord. They told her to hang it there, so that when they come, when they see the cord, they will not destroy it. The Akan said, Rahab, of course, you know, for a kind of woman, she did here. And she said, I'm not graduating, I'm good bomb, them are on the mission for hands, say, or Jericho. And I'm kind of, or maybe I'm kind of, or kind of, some fancy form on the window. But that's all, I'm catching up and say, oh, I'm about to move this out. You always have any mood, be obeying. Friends, if we will be saved, we are always saved. What God will look upon, that He will not destroy us, the sinners, punish us in hell, is the blood of Christ. The blood of Christ cleanses us from all sin. So we say, if we only want to be sure of our salvation, be in Christ. Let His blood wash you from your sin. Let Him forgive you of your sin. That's the only sign, because God has helped us that in Christ Jesus, or who comes to Him, He will save. His blood alone will secure a sinner from eternal condemnation. Have you come to Him? Have you also come to Him? Have you sought Him this way? Have you rested the hope in Him? Looking at Calvary's cross, for the blood He shed on Calvary, is that your only hope? Somebody now, if you should hear Calvary, you know, and you know, and no, I wish you one, and that you have felt the saving power of this blood. You know, people say, well, the blood of Jesus, but they have not tasted the power. What if you have tasted the power of the blood of Jesus? You have a changed life. Harold, Rahab the harlot, but after she was saved, she never continued a harlot. Rahab, it's not even a tutu. You see, I didn't know. I'm calling to you about Abraham. See, so when we are saved, we'll be separated from a life of sin. The Lord will change our hearts. We'll not like our old ways of sin. All the old ways of sin, He'll put in our hearts a great hatred for them and begin to fight against them. Then we are sure that the Lord has saved us. If I still love my sins and my old ways and my old friends who I sin with, I cannot claim to be saved. Rahab was saved from the life of sin to a life of holiness and life. This is God. Rahab, your genie, Abrabo, and everyone, it's not your two truly, but your jump for Jenna, or very two truly. So that is it. The faith, that's Rahab's faith. The faith that saves from sin. A JDR, a TFE bonnet, and makes us God's children. So that's Rahab's faith. Rahab, the JDR, Bible can say, oh, if it has a living, 31, by faith, the harlot Rahab perished not to them that believe not, when she had received the spies with him. Rahab, JDR, and said, Namuma, or Nay, Jericho, or Fort Nay, Fell, any of the answer, and Africa, and she said, or Jehovah, and they have screamed the first ones of my daughter, and this was the human. And JDR, I did a little bit more, and do it back, and I'll go for it. And himself and people like that. So, if you have not come to the Lord, come to Him and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the only faith. Faith in Him is the only thing that can secure you from God's judgment to come.